5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
It's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Brian.
Hey, Brian, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Okay, Raven, leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Brian.
All right, Brian, you ready to play Can't Beat Raven?
Sure.
You ready to win $1,100?
I'm going to try.
All right, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I will bring Raven back into the room and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It does go to Raven, though. You ready to play?
Yeah.
Number 1, the Backstreet Boys have collaborated with Britney Spears for her song Matches on the deluxe edition of her new album. How many members are there in Backstreet Boys?
5.
Number 2, Christian Bale will join the cast of Thor: Love and Thunder as a villain named Gore the God Butcher. Bale is no stranger to playing heroes or villains from comic books. What famous DC superhero has he played?
Ooh, that one I have no idea.
Number 3, Kirk Cameron went against COVID regulations and held a huge Christmas Carol gathering where hundreds of people showed up in California. Who played Kirk Cameron's father on Growing Pains?
Robin Thicke.
Number 4.
Sorry.
All right. Number 4, Christopher Walken has never owned a cell phone, computer, or sent an email. He's been in over 100 movies. Which 1994 Quentin Tarantino film about crime in L.A. did he play a veteran? Time's up, Brian. Time's up. Number 5, you have 3 seconds. Tom Cruise flipped on Mission Impossible crew members who violated COVID protocols and someone recorded it. It's something. He's been married 3 times. Name 2 of his ex-wives.
Nicole Kidman and...
Time's up. All right, Brian. You need it to be a little faster today. All right, Brian, I'm going to give him 3 out of 5. I'll give him 3.
3? Sounds like there might be controversy. I'm going to give him 3? Okay.
That's fine. It was a correction. It was a correction. I'm a good human being. It's Christmas.
Oh, okay. Let's see how I do.
Number 1, the Backstreet Boys have collaborated with Britney Spears for her song Matches on the deluxe edition of her new album.
Cool.
How many members are there in Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet's got 5.
Yes. Number 2, Christian Bale will join the cast of Thor: Love and Thunder as a villain named Gore the God Butcher.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's your coffee.
Did you spill my coffee?
No, it's totally cool. It was right on your purse.
All right.
Locked it from the floor.
Bale is no stranger to playing heroes or villains from comic books. Which famous DC superhero has he played?
He's Batman, of course.
Yeah. Number 3, Kirk Cameron went against COVID regulations and held a huge Christmas Carol gathering where hundreds of people showed up in California. Who played Kirk Cameron's father on Growing Pains?
Robin Thicke.
No.
Alan. Oh, was that your correction?
Yep.
Yep, I would have thought
that was my correction.
Yeah, that's all right.
So.
Number 4, Christopher Walken has never owned a cell phone, computer, or sent an email, he says. He's been in over 100 movies. Which 1994 Quentin Tarantino film about crime in L.A. did he play a veteran?
That's Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys are tied.
He also did Quentin Tarantino's True Romance.
Unfortunately, that was not in 1994.
Well, that's all right. He was a writer and not a director. I can do this all day.
Number 5. Tom Cruise flipped on Mission Impossible crew members who violated COVID protocols and someone recorded it. It's a lot. He's been married 3 times.
Yep.
Name 2 of his ex-wives.
Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes.
Yes, and the 3rd is Mimi Rogers from the 80s.
Yes, I forget Mimi Rogers, but when you're paying for a cruise ship so that the entire cast and production crew of your movie can stay there COVID-free, they better be following the regulations. Go ahead, Tom. It's cool.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry, Brian. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That does get you your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Oh, great. Thanks. I can't beat Raven.
All right. Well, thanks for trying, Brian. Hold on.
Oh, sour grapes at the end there, Brian. Enjoy the shirt.
All right. Coming up at 12 and 5:30 today, I'll give you the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That jackpot for tomorrow, $1,200.